Dr. Robert Mather. I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is May 23rd, 2020. We are on day 72 of the stay-at-home order that came from when I left work on Friday the 13th of March. And now it's May 23rd, like I said. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the COVID data from yesterday and some of the political polarization that's occurred in some of the coverage of and people's responses to this type of thing. So yesterday on the 22nd of May 2020, the world death rates for coronavirus were 6.50% for the world, and the death rate for the United States was 6%. The death rates for my home state of Oklahoma was 5.25%, so below the world and the United States average. For the state of Texas, neighboring Texas, 2.76%, and the death rate for Florida was 4.59%. The death rates for California were 4.10%, Michigan, a very large 9.57%, Pennsylvania, 7.52%, and New York, 6.48%. Of course, New York is considered to have one of the higher rates, even though it's not a whole lot higher than the U.S. average, and it's slightly below the world average. Of course, the large number of nursing home deaths have been a big problem in New York. Pennsylvania and Michigan both have very large stay-at-home orders. They've got much higher than average death rates in those states, which could be interpreted either way, right? It could be interpreted that the stay-at-home orders, the draconian stay-at-home orders that they have in those states aren't making a difference, or it could be that it's a problem that indicates that they do have that they need those type of orders. I'm not here to interpret that. Same with California. California has very draconian stay-at-home orders in a number of places, and they've got much lower at 4.10%, much lower than the U.S. average of 6%. So that could be interpreted as they don't need those orders, or it could be interpreted as it's working. It's interesting to see how the media covers the differences between red states and blue states on their opening. Of course, Texas, which is a very large state and has a number of very large urban areas, is one of the lowest death rates in the nation at 2.76%. And they've been open for business for a lot of different things for a while. And, of course, Oklahoma's rate of 5.25% has been well below the national average. Interesting, I've been charting these for the past couple of weeks, and the rates stay relatively stable, so they're not really changing a lot. They're not going up, they're not going down. Each state's rates are staying pretty stable. Which takes us to, as we were mentioning, the kind of the coverage of that. There are quite possibly two elements at play with the political polarization of the pandemic lockdown. First, liberals and conservatives have very different sets of moral foundations. According to Jonathan Haidt's research, liberals emphasize the moral foundations of harm and care and fairness and reciprocity, while conservatives emphasize harm, care, fairness, reciprocity, in-group loyalty, authority, respect, and purity, sanctity. So during the pandemic, both liberals and conservatives are likely to feel equal amounts of sadness and empathy for the extreme loss of life, but conservatives are more likely to place those emotions within the larger context of the economic shutdown and think about the those who've lost their jobs and the elements that go with that as far as mental health issues, loss of health care, loss of income, all of those, child abuse, spousal abuse, all of those different types of things. Second, many liberals and conservatives get their news from very different media sources and greatly distrust sources that do not align with their viewpoints. This is an outgrowth of the group polarization that has occurred in recent years. Fortunately, one value of free press is that it accommodates many viewpoints and ideally one set of facts. The reconciliation point for liberals and conservatives will be to rally around fact-based, objective truth reporting by major media outlets. That is the best chance to reduce group polarization. So to kind of conclude this podcast, states have different death rates and different responses based on politics, and they aren't necessarily tied to each other. And liberals and conservatives have different responses to the COVID climate based on different moral foundations. All of this will be very interesting, seeing as how it's changed the trajectory of the economy. It'll be very interesting leading into the November election to see how this affects media coverage, your social media, friends and family, and how they discuss politics, where the blame gets placed, who has what agenda to push, and ultimately, what decision ends up being made as a nation in November for the presidential election and the other elections too. God bless America on this Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for listening. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.